If you came, if you're on one of these small streets and a train went over the road, what would you call this part that goes under the tracks?
Under the tracks?
Yeah, the train's going over the road. I mean, say it's a...
The train is going over on a viaduct, right?
You call it a viaduct?
Well, I call the part that the train is going over, the viaduct.
Uh-huh.
The part that the car's on would be the street, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and what would you call that part that goes right under the viaduct, then?
I really don't follow you.
No,
would you call it an underpass?
The underpass or...
Would you call any of these viaducts, or only the one that's downtown?
I usually refer to them all as viaducts.
Because,
again, I don't get downtown. Other than working here, I don't get downtown that much. So I'm really vague about what you're talking about when you say the one downtown. I know you're talking about Union Station over here, right?
Everybody's mentioned that one to me, yeah.
Okay.
It's the viaduct.
I don't even go by there. You know, like on my way home and to work, I pass within a block of it, but I don't actually go by it, you know, so that I can see it. That makes a difference.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
In my neighborhood or in a neighborhood?
Any neighborhood street. Along any road that doesn't have a...
Around here, it's best to park your car in the yard, but you're talking about parallel to the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, parallel parking. Yeah.
Okay. Best to park it in the what?
Best to park it in the yard if you don't want to get it, banged up. Yeah.
What are the outlets along the side of the street that are used to for the side of the fire hydrant?
Fire hydrant.
Okay, and what other kind of parking is done? Just in general, say the shopping center.
What other kind of, let's see, they have parallel parking, then they have head-on parking, and what other kind of, they have diagonal parking.
Okay. And where would you park downtown? The kind of building with several levels?
Oh, you're talking about a parking building like the one across the street?
Parallel.
Do you have a name for that?
Just a parking building.
Okay.
A car parking building.
And what are the tallest, largest buildings?
I think the LNC Tower, they say, is the tallest. And then they've got another one that's going up that's supposed to be pretty tall. What's the Regency or something like that?
Regency Heights?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 30 stories or something like that. And then there's one other one that I can't think of the name of offhand.
Now, are most of them office buildings?
Well, of course, the Regency is a hotel.
Yeah.
And the LNC Tower is an office building.
Okay, how would you use the term high-rise?
High-rise. Here, usually when I hear somebody mention high-rise, I think of tall apartment houses they put old folks in.
Is it really only the old folks? Because somebody else has said that to you.
Yeah. In this immediate area, yes. There's a high-rise apartment in Hanley Park where I play tennis. Mm-hmm. Old folks stay there. It's a high-rise apartment. There may be several of them out in the Vanderbilt area. It's where the old people stay. There's another one out in Centennial Park, I believe. And it's, again, you know, the older people stay there.
Okay. What do you call the passageways that are between and behind buildings?
Alleys. We call alleys and service exit and entrances, I believe.
And what do you call an area in a city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced? In between the two large buildings. It's just leveled off.
What would you call it? Nothing but an empty lot.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Okay. And where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Okay. What are some small cars with two bucket seats or only one bench seat?
I have an MGB had two buckets.